The United States scrambled today to face the fallout from the release of secret diplomatic cables by the online site WikiLeaks. Several hundred of the documents have been made available to the general public, with more than 250,000 being held in reserve or shown to major print media outfits. Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, told Chris Altieri that the leaks have thus far been a cause of embarrassment, but not a threat to security, as were the classified military documents WikiLeaks released earlier this year.
Well, it's going to mean that American diplomats are going to be very careful over the next year or so in what they say and how they say it. And that will certainly change. It won't change their diplomacy. It'll change the way in which they deal with the State Department until they have worked out their security much better.
Is it too early to say, or do we already begin to have a picture of the mind of the State Department vis-a-vis any number of pressing questions?
Well, the State Department does what any other diplomacy does. They are there to report on what goes on in their country reasonably accurately, and they get that from the local newspapers. They get it from their own sources. They have private sources. They sometimes do things which are undiplomatic. What we have been told is that diplomats have been, in practice, spies, but diplomats have always been spies, but they shouldn't be caught doing it. This was the problem with what we were told, with what American diplomats were doing at the UN. Diplomats and spies spy on their friends as well. And again, we shouldn't be surprised. We have, every now and again, somebody gets caught doing it, and there are a lot of red faces. America and Israel is a classic example. But what is extraordinary is just the quantity. And in a way, if somebody wanted to prevent information coming out, the best way to do that is to leak 251,000 documents, because nobody's going to be able to read all of those.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Is it going to make, on the other side of things, is it going to make American friends more circumspect, more tight-lipped?
I think, again, for a brief period, whether that's a month, 6 months, a year, depending on how many more WikiLeaks there are, people will all be a little bit more tight-lipped, because they don't know whether what they told a diplomat in confidence at a party last night is going to be broadcast across the world tomorrow. But then people will go back to normal, and the security arrangements, one presumes, will be tightened up. And so all the sort of dirt, and so far we haven't had huge dirt. There's been nothing has come out in the initial revelations which changes anything we didn't know already. We always knew that most of the Arab countries wanted the U.S. to intervene against Iran. Now we have confirmation of it.
The government, the U.S., the Obama administration was very aggressive in trying to stop these leaks from coming out. And the claim that they made was that it was going to create real security issues. Is there any suggestion that that claim was founded?
So far, there's nothing which is relevant to security. There might be in some of the other. We've had a few hundred of the cables of the dispatches have been released so far, and presumably the juiciest ones, because that's what the way in which the newspapers would like things to run. Well, diplomacy, unless we're talking about operational security, doesn't damage national interests.